it's a dampened snap again today. I cut my fingers to holy hell last night on the show. This is Penn Jillette on the Free FM. Who else starts a radio show with how badly they cut their fingers? And who would have a runner? Is there anybody else in the history of radio that's had a runner of cutting their hands?
Are we going to glue it?
Can we glue it? Please. The one who glues it is Michael Goudeau sitting across here. You know, a guy came to the show and gave me a whole package of, like, crazy glue and tweezers and this whole thing and said he'd sent you a lot of emails about repairing my skin. And he said that you must have shared them with me, which you didn't. So I don't know.
That's right.
I had no idea what he was talking about.
I keep them to myself.
But I covered your ass. I said, oh, sure, of course. And by then he was gone. It was little tubes of crazy glue and all this stuff to repair it. But I haven't looked at this yet because I cut myself. I had this bottle. You know, I juggle broken bottles in the show, broken liquor bottles. And it's a stupid idea. It's a stupid idea for a trick because you can't control it. They break differently every night. And I had this moment of truth after I slam the bottle. And most of the time I get cut, like this cut here on my hand, the cuts on my face and stuff, are because the bottle flies up when I break it. Breaking a bottle itself is the dangerous thing.
Yeah, was that really hard for you to do the first time? Because I know, you know, I'd seen that in movies so many times. And so at one point when I was a teenager, I thought, I'm going to practice breaking a bottle. I'm just going to smack it on something and break it and pretend I'm going to stab somebody. Mm-hmm. I had to hit it about 80 times.
It's really hard. And we have a bar, like a metal bar going across the container that I have it in. And then sticking up from it is a screw with a pointy end. So I'm hitting it against not just the bar, but and still it's hard because what happens is you can't decide how it's going to break, of course. So you're trying to break it so you have a nice jagged movie end, right? Mm-hmm. And often it'll break right up until the neck. So there's nothing left. There's nothing left to even throw or see. So you throw those away. And then once in a while, I mean, remember the last time I cut my hand badly? That's about how often it is. About every, you know, month or so. A bottle breaks where it's got one side that comes up really pretty with a lot of jagged edges and danger. Then the other side scoops way down into the neck.
Right.
And there's a little V at the neck where it's broken. And I looked at this one last night. I'd already thrown one down because there was nothing left of it. And I looked at it for a second, and I said, well, that's going into the neck. But I'm getting really good at this trick, you know? So I'm going to try.
It's been a month since I got hurt. I'm getting good at this.
So I'm going to try to avoid the V. So I was over there, you know, doing the monologue and throwing it in the air. And while I'm doing the monologue, I'm learning the trick, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not. This is what sounds in my head. But in my head, I'm thinking that's because that's where I do most of my thinking is in my head.
Yeah.
Of course, there's some of my thinking that's done other places, and that's the thinking that doesn't go as well. But the thinking that's done in my head.
A lot of it is
And I thought, well, I'll be able to just catch this. I can control the spin on this. I'll just be able to think about this. And then on the first throw, before I even started juggling, I cut myself. And I went, okay, well, I'm already cut. So for the rest of the monologue, I'm holding a towel to my hand and bleeding through it. I'm already cut. And I've already been cut by this bottle because I can't control this bottle throwing it and catching it alone in the air. And yet I am going on a railroad ride straight to hell because I'm going to juggle it now. And juggling, of course, is three times harder than throwing it by itself, right? So I've bled all over this towel. Okay, and the audience, of course, is in this weird place, and they go, oh, this is Penn and Teller, this is nuts.
He's probably kidding,
and the blood coming is probably a gag. You know, they're probably faking that. But then it kind of crosses over into some sort of, like, old guy doing jackass stuff.
40 minutes later, they're going, you know sure is dragging this out.
Yeah, he's still bleeding. And so I threw it in the air, and I caught it, and I cut my thumb and the finger. So I cut about eight times during the, I guess because I made eight throws, all of them bad, and cut my, just to ribbons. And the next thing I do is I play the bass. So I go up there and I'm playing the bass. And now what you've done when you cut that is when you play the bass, you open up all the wounds.
You got to push pretty hard on
it. Yeah, you're pushing really hard. So you're using the hand. So the blood is running down the bass, okay? And then I finish, and the next thing I have to do is get a woman up from the audience.
Right.
And Nate runs out and gives me a wet towel, and I wipe it all off, and I bandage one or two of them, but I'm still bleeding. So I'm sucking my thumb, you know, licking blood off. And the woman I picked to have on stage, because she was very attractive, and she was sober, and she was the right person to pick.
Effervescent.
She was wearing a white turtleneck sweater. And I did the whole bit. Going right through there.
Cashmere.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I sought her out and said, did I get blood on your sweater? Because I should buy you a new one. And she said, no, that was the amazing thing. My boyfriend looked all over, and we couldn't find any blood anywhere. And I got not a dot of blood on her. So I moved her around with like my pinky and my ring finger.
Put your fingers in her ears to control her.
I no longer had an opposable thumb. I want to say that today's is Friday, as you all know. And 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. PENradio@gmail.com, PENradio.com. We have a few calls that are in, I guess, about my bleeding hand that I'm going to take. But when I come back from those phone calls, we are going to be, of course, it's Friday, so it's time to talk about the weasel and how he reacts. And I'm about to say it, and we're going to play the brand new theme. This is the first time it's been played. Godot's heard it once. I've heard it twice before. It's a fabulous theme. This is the theme we'll be using. Now, you won't be getting this if you mention it during your call, because it's not all loaded into the system. We're playing this off a CD. It was finished by Jonesy yesterday. But when you feel a feeling, when you're doing something wrong, you know it's wrong, but the weasel has tugged at your heart. He's tugged at your stomach and made you do something wrong. We all know that feeling. That's what we're talking about today. Well, when you feel that feeling, it's called the pull of the weasel. Beautiful.
That is spectacular.
That's spectacular.
Jonesy's a genius.
And that really describes the feeling that you get when you're doing something slightly wrong. We have several calls about the weasel's pull that we're going to get to. But first, I want to find out.
One of them is very important to us today.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to get to her right after this. But I'm going to take this one first because it's about bottles, I think. Hello, Howard. What's up?
Hey, Don. How you doing? Love the show.
Thanks so much, man. What's up?
Oh, this isn't about your bleeding finger. It's about breaking bottles perfectly.
Uh-huh.
At 19, the drinking age was 18 when I was 19, so I was legal to drink at 19. Mm-hmm. My uncle owned a bar in central Detroit called Cafe Gigi's. It's long been gone, but upstairs was for gay men, downstairs was for gay women.
Uh-huh.
I used to take my friends from high school there, and we'd go downstairs and watch the dancing girls and watch all these women carry on like truck drivers. I mean, truck drivers in a topless bar are angels compared to these women in the basement of this bar.
Oh, man.
And so I'm leaving real late one night, and I'm very inebriated, and I see two women arguing by the dumpster. And I go over, I'm going to try and make the peace, you know?
How old were you?
I was 19
years
old.
Yeah, of course. That's the age. That's the age you make peace with drunken women out by a dumpster arguing. Go ahead.
Exactly. And the butch one of the two, she looked at me, and I didn't even realize she was holding the beer bottle, but she looked at me, and I saw something in her eye. I thought, oh, I'm in trouble. She breaks the beer bottle on the corner of the dumpster, held it up to my neck. She said, get out of my business, homo, before I run you through. And I thought, my God, this one was going to cut me. So I, you know, hit her arm, and that end of the bottle, which was, pen, I swear, it was broken perfectly in half, just all the way around zigzag. I hit her arm. That end goes flying. What do you think she did?
I don't know.
She grabbed her girlfriend's beer and broke that on the corner and put it in the same spot.
Wow.
But the point is, she broke both of them just perfectly.
That's what I'm trying to do. Every night at the Rio and the Penn & Teller show, I'm trying to break bottles like lesbians. That's all I'm trying to do, man. Thank you so much, Howard.
Women
Thank
wearing
you.
Comfortable shoes.
Thanks a lot, man. Yeah, you said you really want me to take this call.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, okay. This is the woman that we were talking about last week. And you'll discover when you get onto this.
Jessica?
This is Jessica.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well.
Please tell Penn your project, Jessica. It's spectacular.
Well, thank you. I draw jokes about math on index cards and scan them and post them online.
Jokes about what?
Math.
Math jokes on index cards?
Math jokes on index cards?
Yeah, like Venn diagrams and grids and things.
Oh, really? Where are they?
She is the one who did the Seven Deadly Sins
yes,
chart.
Oh, yes, the Seven Deadly Sins chart. That's fabulous.
Thanks.
Yes, we can. Where is that, Godot? Should I just do Seven Deadly Sins charts? Or?
If you go to index.blogspot.com and scroll down, I think it's still on the homepage. It might be on the second page
Blogspot.
Of the archive.
I'll email it to you.
Yeah,
yep.
You'll never find it otherwise.
I'll never find it. Godot will email it to me. Oh, yeah, well, what you did, this is so great. What Jessica did, and this is so important for the Pull of the Weasel Friday. Patrick? Good. What's so important, this is so important for this, is she has put together, I'm waiting for Godot's, I'm vamping until Godot's email comes in. But you took the seven deadly sins and then found out that combinations of two led to other deadly sins. And it was a beautiful chart that Godot sent me. Have you sent it back to me?
I have. I've just emailed it to you now.
What she's
done is to decide, you take a pull of the weasel sin and examine it with this chart and figure out where you match. So she's drawn a circle lust, gluttony, greed, sloth,
wrath. Go through them slowly.
Lust. Yeah, I know. You like these.
I like
lust,
them.
Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath. Envy and pride.
Uh-huh. Those are the seven deadly sins, which are really important. And here I have it. I finally got it here. So you have, can you make it this bigger? I guess, make it this bigger?
Make it this bigger. Jesse, can you make it this bigger?
I
got it now. I've got it now. We got lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. And of those, I'm not that interested in greed, envy and pride, or wrath, really. But lust, gluttony, and sloth,
well, what
I am
she's doing
so
is categorizing specific mm-hmm. pull of the weasel events.
So if you've got A and B, which is lust and gluttony, you put them together, you get edible undies.
That, yes, in her theory, yes.
If you take A and C,
she's a fantastic scientist.
Which is lust and greed, you get prostitution. If you've got A and D, which is lust and sloth, you have got a quickie. And it goes on down to, if you've got envy and pride, you've got second place. If you have wrath and pride, you have boxing. It's just beautifully done. Did you do this all by yourself?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Wow, it's just beautiful. And my favorite one, I guess it's hard to find a favorite one because they're all so beautiful. But if you take gluttony and pride and put them together, you have fat men in Speedos. And lust and pride is trophy wife, and gluttony and greed is last donut. It's just fabulous. So as people call in with these different with their different pull of the weasel stories, we will be using.
May we use your chart today?
We use
really
your chart?
Our question.
Absolutely.
So if somebody calls in and says, you know, I backed over my neighbor's dog and then buried the dog without telling them, we can go through this chart and chart where exactly they fall upon the list of sins.
Now you did this on index cards, right?
Yes.
It's all done on index cards. So you have more of these?
I have about 600 of them.
Jackpot.
And what do you consider this your best one?
This is the one that's made its way farthest around the internet. So yeah, so far people really like the ones that are complicated like this.
Yeah. What are some of your Venn diagrams? See, I don't think that a week goes by that I don't make a Venn diagram joke.
I make fun of Jesus a lot.
Do you really
with
Venn
yeah.
diagrams?
Yeah, that's the first one on the page today, and basically anything involving like. Farting and sex seems to get a rise out of the internet or the blogdom or whoever it is.
Sure. Now, you've got one called We're Going to Hell?
That's what the Seven Deadly Sins is titled.
Okay, We're Going to Hell. I can't find... Oh, I have to go to your... if I go to your Blogspot 2007, I'll see the newest one, right?
Yeah, yep. See, I've sent you just the list for the
sure.
specific one
just
we were looking for.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm going to take a while to find this. I'll find this during the break. We're going to be using your stuff a lot.
Okay.
I'll tell you that right now because it's just it is just so damn cool.
We really, really need to make sure that we say Jessica. How do you pronounce your last name, Jessica Hagee?
Hagee, long A.
Okay.
Hagee.
Jessica Hagee. The Jessica Hagee chart for Sin chart.
Yes, so she's our mathematician correspondent. You know, yesterday we were looking for a stripper correspondent, but of course our show would get a mathematician correspondent. You don't happen to also be a stripper, do you?
No, but it is radio, so you know.
Willing to lie. You're way up on our chart of favorite people.
You are way, way up there on the chart. Now, you listen to the show now, Jessica, or did you just call in?
I just called in. Actually, I'm in Ohio, so I don't get your show.
But you know how to use a computer.
I know how to use a computer, and now I found it, but I didn't know you had a radio show until Matt emailed me.
I tracked her down. Go to penradio.com and listen to us live, because we may have questions for you that you may have to call in again.
All right, then.
We may need you to call in again, Jessica, because from now on, we're considering you to be on call, okay?
Got it.
We have to just yell out for you, and then you have to be there because we've tied this up. And now we've got a lot of other Pull of the Weasel calls, and I'm going to grab them, and I'm going to use your chart to label what they are, okay?
All right.
So that's what we'll be doing. So thank you so much, Jessica. Yeah, that is such a cool chart.
It's the greatest thing I've
ever seen.
I
absolutely love it. How'd you find this?
Somebody sent it in. One friend of ours, David, sent it into the jungle. Our email thing.
Yeah, it was David that sent it in?
Yeah, and he tracked her down and gave me the email address, so I wrote to her and said, please, 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 please call us. And she was generous.
She's just great. Now, what we want, people, is for you to call in with a story where you did something wrong, you kind of knew it was wrong, but you still gave in. I was talking about
or
my
didn't.
Wife.
You know what I mean? I like or the good, ones yeah. where you were kind of sucked for a little while and then didn't go with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's also the ones where you fight the pull of the weasel and then end up winning anyway, you know. And this all started when on the show that we started, I was talking about my wife, and my wife is not a good person. She is the best person that ever walked the face of the earth. There's no one that I love more. She's terrific. But she does have a little weasel in her stomach that pulls at her. And
we all have a little weasel.
We all have a little weasel. And her weasel sometimes wins, but... I want to read this. We have people on the phones. If you're on the phone, hold on, because I'm going to get to you. But we've got this that may be one of the really, really funny ones. Here is a guy writing in that says, I have a pull of the weasel story. While listening to the original Monday show that first coined the term pull of the weasel, I was struck by the fact that this could be huge. In a moment of inspired forethought, with visions of Bulls hit DVDs dancing in my head, I ran out and purchased the domain name pulloftheweasel.com. Pulloftheweasel.com. Thinking that Penn would, once realizing it had been taken, offer up all manners of gifts to entice me to sell the site to him. I have since come to my senses and realized that I would give it to him just for asking anyway. My weasel isn't very bright. Now, that doesn't seem like a particularly funny letter.
It's not a funny letter.
Pretty straightforward and so on. Until you realize what he has, what domain name he's got, which is P-U-L-L O-F
of
T-H-E
the
W-E-A-S-L-E.
Weasel.
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 He has Pull of the Weasel. Pull of the Weasel. Pull of the Weasel.
So sad.
.com. And every time he spells it Weasel. So he never knew how to spell the word. So he tried to have the weasel pull at him. He tried to give in. He did get the domain name. Then he decided to give it to me free. And the domain name that he got to was completely and utterly useless. So that's one of the really great letters today. That's
and if
from,
we're going to discuss
Jason.
Jessica's chart, I believe he falls under C and G, which would be greed and pride.
greed
well,
and
greed
pride.
Greed originally, and then writing to you said with pride. And,
yeah, yeah. I think you're right. So we're going to come back with more weasel stories. We have a lot of people on deck. We have a lot of emails, and call in with your stories when the weasel pulled at you. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com. Let's go out with the full version, can we? PennRadio.com. This is Penn Jillette, CBS Radio, Free FM, Pull of the Weasel. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big Free FM, CBS Radio, sitting across from Michael Goodell. Today we're talking about when the weasel pulls, things you've done that weren't quite right, and how funny that is to do what's wrong. I'm going to take a few phone calls here.
I love Jonesy's new song. I'm overwhelmed with passion for Jonesy all of a sudden.
it's great. He did us really solid with Monkey Tuesday music. And he did really solid with the theme, and he really came through on the Pull the Weasel.
We actually have an email that says, I wonder which would win the battle if you were to say them quickly. You said Pull the Weasel and Monkey Tuesday. Obviously nothing happens when I say it. We have an email asking, who would win, the monkey or the weasel?
I don't know. I mean,
there's a song about it.
I can't think of a situation where you would have to say Pull the Weasel and Monkey Tuesday right together.
Patrick is so slick.
I can't think of a situation where that would come up, so I guess we'll never find out.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel.
Wow. 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 It's all around the mulberry bush that sums up our show. The show should be called...
We should call it the mulberry bush.
The mulberry bush.
Penn Jillette's mulberry bush.
Penn Jillette's mulberry bush.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Beautiful.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's take a phone call from Shane. How you doing, Shane? Welcome to the mulberry bush.
Oh, well, I have to say I love that new theme. I mean, it absolutely wraps up everything about you and your show. It's got this nice, dark carnival atmosphere to it. It's great stuff.
Well, thank you. It also is Vibraslap. That's
Well,
I think both the themes have vibra slap, which is important. When did the weasel tug at you, sir?
Well, you have to understand that I have been a technical support representative for a very long time.
That's all we need, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Very frequently I have felt the tug of the weasel, and I have resisted. In this particular case, I could not. One night I was sitting there. The phone rang. I picked it up. I said, this is Shane. Thank you for calling support.
Now, do you work out of an office?
Yeah, I'm in an office, a call center, with lots of other people.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been a busy night, so I pick up, and for a second I hear a brief pause, and I hear a gentleman say, is this a recording? And for that brief instant, I felt the tug of the weasel, and I couldn't resist, and I said, yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Go on.
Oh, I couldn't help it, and he stopped, and you could hear him wondering if I was serious, and I said, no, sir, I'm just joking. Go ahead. What can I do for you? And we went on with the call, as always. But that's just one of those points that I absolutely could not resist the tug of the weasel.
Now, do you use all those terms? Like, what is it, ID?
ID10T.
ID10T.
Yeah, WTF. One of the more popular ones that we have is...
Just so you know, explain the first one.
ID10T.
It spells idiot, right?
Yeah, so it's ID10T. If you spell it out as it is, it spells idiot.
So it's ID10T problem.
Right. Yeah.
That's how you call someone an idiot. And... RTFM,
yes, sir.
Is the one time it stands for read the F manual.
That's correct.
And it was the one time that William Safire really let me down, because I was reading his thing on words in the Sunday Times magazine, and he used RTM for read the manual. And I've never, ever seen RTM. Have you?
No, but I do have a T-shirt that says RTFM.
Well, of course, with the F in there, but never without the without, and that's what that stands for. What other terms? I've also heard the problem is between
the keyboard and the chair.
The keyboard and the chair.
I like that one particularly.
And how often? Well, what without telling me specifically, I don't want you to get in trouble, of course. But what are you doing tech support for, generally?
Well, actually, I've recently changed jobs, so it's actually for a major hotel chain right now for their internal IT.
How many of the calls that you get? What percentage of the calls that you get could I solve?
Actually, probably a lot of them. You are actually a little more technically inclined than a lot of the people who call. What you have to understand.
But I mean, how often are things unplugged?
Frequently, but again, that's kind of the point. You know, things that seem common sense to me and us as technicians and technically inclined people turn their brains off when they're sitting at their computers. They really do, and very frequently they'll ask a question that these are well-educated people in all aspects of their lives, very intelligent, probably solve problems that I couldn't even fathom, but when they look at that little piece of technology sitting on their desk, they are entirely baffled.
It's amazing you have that point of view. That's so gentle and professional.
That's so professional.
I had a friend that helped me with all the computer stuff. My friend Colin, who's also an architect who built my house and designed it, and Colin was just brilliant. And often when I would ask him questions, as I asked the question, I would realize the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I said to him that he will, that he brings back to me all the time was after I had lost a file and corrupted it and lost some of my writing, and I was calling up, it was a script I needed right away, I called him up and said, Colin, I didn't touch anything. I tried everything.
Now, that is a common starter to it, too. I have tried absolutely everything, and I have to, once again, here we go with that weasel, I have to resist saying, well, if you'd tried everything, it would have been fixed, and you'd never needed to call me.
But I mean, I said both. I didn't touch anything. I tried everything. And I wanted to make it very clear to him that I hadn't done more damage, and yet I tried everything. So
That's great.
You are one of the least weaselly people in a job.
It's hard to find you on this chart.
Well, I love that chart, by the way. I'm looking at her blog. She's got some great stuff here. Particularly, I had a major laugh about the one she was talking about Jesus. It's great. It's a three-circle Venn diagram with Father, Son, and Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And in the middle where they all meet, it says, worst camping trip ever.
Yeah, well, we're pretty clearly in love with Jessica.
Yeah.
Oh, and I am too now. She writes some great stuff.
We have such a crush on Jessica. Are there pictures of her anywhere on her website?
There's a little drawing of her.
We're going to be looking for
adorable little drawing.
It looks like one of Renee's drawings, kind of.
Well, thank you so much, Shane.
You're very welcome. I'll call back as often as I have input.
Okay, please do. Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have a Shane 1.0 now.
Our Shane 1.0. He was great. He also said Tug of the Weasel over and over again.
I know,
he didn't get the song. But in honor of Shane, let's just say, and we can also use the full-blown one. Let's just start that one and just say, Shane, this is for your pull of the weasel.
Hey, it's Opie and Anthony. Check us out mornings at 6, 105.9 WCKG, Free FM.
Now for a musical interlude, brought to you by 105.9 WCKG, Chicago's Free FM. Streaming worldwide at 105.9freefm.com.
And vanity.
Vanity and sloth. That's right. We have a good one.
Yeah. No, well, actually, I guess vanity isn't there. It's,
nah,
it's pride.
That. Yeah.
But certainly pride. Pride, sloth, and greed, right? That's a CDG.
Yeah.
And maybe envy. Not really envy, I guess. But okay, well, we're going to be back with more Pull of the Weasel stories after this. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366, PENradio, gmail.com, PENradio.com. I'm Penn Jillette. That's Michael Goodell. We're on CBS Radio Free FM. Well, that fiber slap comes in. That's when it really starts rocking, isn't it?
No, I like this sort of jumpy part there. You know, I'm so musically inclined.
The jumpy part.
The jumpy part is what I like.
This is Penn Jillette.
Right there. Yeah, the jumpy part.
This is Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM, sitting with the lovely and talented Michael Goodell.
And his jumpy parts.
866-570-PEN, 7366. We've lost the internet in the slammer.
Yeah.
My home internet has gone down. My T1 has gone down. So you can still write to us at PennRadio@gmail.com. But
we just won't respond.
PennRadio.com. So you're better off calling in. If you get an idea, call in 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 if you don't have letters on your telephone. We got a few emails that came in before we went down. Here's one. Back when I was a – this is from Ed in Pittsburgh. Back when I was a poor college student, I had a wheelie weasel way of making myself smell good with the best colognes. I would visit the department store just before the date and cruise the men's section to purposely get sprayed with a nice shot of John Sebastian or Impulse. Often the girl would tell me how much she liked this cologne, which usually costs about $40 a bottle, and I'd say, I just wish I had more of it. Nearly out of it. Typically, she would buy me a bottle of that cologne as a gift. A year later or so, I had the bottles, but the girls were usually long gone. That would be, let me see, that would be, well, lust. Lust, sloth, maybe?
Sloth, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Lust and sloth.
Lust, sloth, would, pride.
Which AD, she has down as a quickie, lust and sloth. Boy, quickie is... better. Well, I guess it would be lust and greed, wouldn't it? AC,
lust,
maybe?
Lust and greed and, yeah.
Which she has down as prostitution.
Lost.
She has better ones for everyone than that. she just, she
Jessica's
wins.
Done her homework.
Jessica's really done her homework. Yeah. Patrick just says smart. I guess they are giving that out. And it actually works perfectly. No one's getting hurt in that one, right? Because the department store wants to sell the cologne, so they spray them, and they do sell the cologne, just not to him.
it's very odd.
Yeah, this is the great story. This is just a story that how
that's the push of the weasel.
well, I think this sort this is a nutty one. This is just insane. Atlanta is there, yeah, Atlanta. I guess that's supposed to be or something. I don't know. Well, I think this is sort of a mutual weasel event. Years and years ago, I was renting a room from a kind of sleazy guy. When I was moving out, he screwed me out of my security deposit. So I gave in to my vengeful side and pulled strings with an acquaintance of mine who worked for the fire marshal. A few days later, an inspector showed up for surprise safety inspection. No big surprise, he failed the inspection by a lot, and in as in the place was condemned. And my sleazy landlord tore down the notice. So the inspector came back with a police escort and nailed up a laminated notice. My landlord threw a punch at him in front of the cop. The real zinger is when he was taken in for assault, it turned out he was in the country illegally, so he was deported. So there are times when following the pull of the weasel can be very, very satisfying. In addition, I was very amused to hear you mention Neil Gaiman on your show, because the same day, Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab introduced a line of Neil Gaiman-inspired perfume
yeah,
oil.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman perfume.
blends to benefit the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund. You can see them here at blackphoenixchemlab.com. Neverwhere. They have Neverwhere. There's Neil Gaiman perfume.
Now, if we could get that other guy... to get a squirt of Neil Gaiman perfume and go out on a date.
Everything would all tie together.
It would all tie together.
Perfectly. I want to tell you that I've worked with Neil Gaiman. We wrote a script together called Endor, actually, The Road to Endor, which is a script we're going to be, hopefully, we'll be made into a movie with luck. made into a movie. And I worked with Neil Gaiman on a daily basis, and Neil Gaiman never once smelled bad. But I don't think that there was a scent that I'd make
him good in particular.
Well, he smelled fine. I don't want in any way say that Neil Gaiman was a stinky Englishman.
Maybe you're not receptive to his pheromones.
Maybe not. Maybe this is the perfect. But it's also perfume, right?
Yeah,
isn't perfume considered to be a more feminine thing?
Yeah.
So maybe it's inspired by his story.
Aftershave.
Not by Neil. It's, you know, Ben and Deller haven't got a scent. We haven't got a scent being marketed.
Yeah, blood. Yeah, exactly. Splash a little behind your ears.
A little blood behind your ears. Oh, we're going to get we can't get an email from Natasha, Natasha 1.0. And we have Shane 1.0. We're a three Natasha show. Have we heard from Natasha 2 and 3 at all?
A little bit, yeah. We've gotten a couple emails from them.
Okay. I just don't want to think we've lost Natasha.
We also have a lot of, also many, many people are now calling themselves Natasha. You know, we have Dave write in and go, I could be a Natasha if you need.
Yes, he should. You know, we just finished shooting the Bulls hit. And the sister of the woman who does fire eating in our show, fire eating showgirl, Georgie Bernasek, her sister is Natasha Bernasek.
Yeah.
And she's a Playboy model. Was she also a Playmate? I think she might have been.
Yes, she was. I believe she was.
I think she was a Playmate. You can look up Natasha Bernasek.
Bernasek girls are many and varied.
Many, yeah. There's five Bernasek sisters. And they're all tall and beautiful. And we use Georgie
one of them owns
for
like
fire eating.
Fruit. Drink shacks here in Vegas. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. The Bernasek, we're lousy. We're just maggoty with Bernaseks here in Vegas. And Natasha, it's her third year doing Bulls Hit. And if you've watched the show and you see the blonde woman who's always topless with just stunning breasts, that's Natasha. And I'm a little bit upset because I went to her IMDb, the movie database, and she's listed, Natasha Bernasek, as being in one movie, but she's not listed as being in Bulls Hit at all. And I'm wondering, is that because, do we not credit her?
It's possible that we don't credit her.
We don't credit her at all?
We don't credit anyone at all? But you and me.
I think that's wrong. I think we should drop a line.
I believe
to
none of the actors on our show receive credit.
Is that true?
That's true, yes.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Not even like in a deep search like a database or something?
No, not that I know
no.
of.
No. Well, anyway, if you have control over the internet database, the last three seasons actually the last two seasons, because the next one's not out yet, of Bulls Hit. One of the geeky people that listen to our show that we love so much can go in there and...
It's a little like Wikipedia, I think. You may be able to update your IMDb.
Yeah, because it would be nice if people knew that if they wanted to see Natasha's watatas, they could go to... I'm trying to use a word. You can say that on the air, can't you?
Watata? You can say it one time. Not twice. You may say it once.
Ganasta Hoggins.
We just need a new...
Say it once. Each time. Her pleasant armadillos. That's a great thing, you know.
You don't want to take a phone call.
Well, you know, the thing is that in the U.S., you know, in England, anything that is a verb that you don't know what it means self-gratification. I mean, they just have more words for that than the Eskimos do for snow. And before you even bother writing in, I know the Eskimos don't have a zillion words for snow, that's just a myth. But I like to use it as an example anyways. I know it's false, but it's a literary reference. Okay? But I have found that any word that is plural in the United States that you don't know what it means breasts.
Her Bananaramas. Anything you want to say.
Her Lamapaloozas. Yeah. She has a great set of wackos. Anything that sounds like a noun and is plural means breasts. But anyway, Natasha Bernasek has two of the finest breasts, and there they are on Bulls Hit. And in season five, when you see it when it comes out, we get a little bit carried away. We use topless women in the Walmart. We use topless women in the
I just want to point out that when you were writing, yes, you seemed to be a little...
I was a little bit obsessed with topless. And one of the shows this year is about breasts.
Yes.
So we were obsessed all the way and all the way through. We should try to get one more pull of the weasel.
I would think so.
Call in here. Let's talk to Jim. What's up, Jim?
How you guys doing?
Never better, boss. What's up?
How about calling them nice Gaimans?
Yeah, nice Gaimans! Yeah! Yes! She has a nice
pair. I did a search for her Gaimans.
Oh, that is so good.
Showed up as 1 and 2 on Google.
That is so good. Yeah, well, I think someone, we got to do some Google bombing here to make sure when you look up Gaimans, not Gaiman, but Gaimans, that you get a picture of Natasha's hoodly-heedlies. Her Gaimans. Of course, you can't do it more than once. But okay, what did you have for your Pull of the Weasel story there?
Okay, I observed the Pull of the Weasel. We were at a Christmas party at my aunt's, and we stayed overnight. And then the next day, there was dirty diapers, and my one brother threw up in the waste paper basket and all this stuff. And there was this big
box. Hell of a party.
Oh, it was a great party.
Were there any children there?
No, hell no.
Okay, good.
And there was this beautifully decorated box that wasn't wrecked. The present was out of it. It's like about 2 foot by 3 feet. And I put all the stuff in it. And my mom put the bowl back on so it wouldn't fall off when I put it in my truck.
Oh, you're a genius. So, I know where this is going. Go ahead.
And I'm not even thinking. So I go to my truck. It's open, of course. And I put this package in there. It looks like a present.
Right, but it's full of disgusting.
No, funky stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I go back, and my brother's getting a drink, and we can see the parking lot where my truck is from the window. And my brother says, "Hey, man, check this out." So I go over there. Here's these two guys. They're both looking at this present, and you know what's going through their head. And the one guy disappears, but the other guy is still there. He's staring at it, you know, and you could see it and see it. And finally, the other guy comes back with his minivan. They pick it up, throw it in there, and take off.
Oh, that is so, so great. You know, I'd heard stories that I always thought was, you know, an urban myth about people gift wrapping their garbage around Christmas time and leaving it in open back seats and stuff. That seems so great to me. That seems like a terrific,
unbelievable.
Just a terrific thing. That's just brilliant, Jim. Thanks so much, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
He that's also an art gave project there.
It's performance art. It's a very special kind of performance art. We have one more Pull of the Weasel call to get in here, and let's talk to Jarrett. What's up, Jarrett?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Never better, boss. What's up?
My story is about I basically stole my current girlfriend from my old roommate. Basically, you know, for a while we had lived together, and she was around a lot, and we did a lot of things together as friends and whatever. And he went back to home for the summer, and while he was out of town, you know, we still spent time together.
Sure.
And eventually we just ended up hooking up and getting together, and now we're engaged.
Well, you're engaged. You're engaged. So you have, in order to not admit, see, this is something that happened. I had a good friend, and I started going out with his girlfriend, and because I felt guilty because I had taken her away from him, kind of, I had to pretend I was in love with her for like 3 months. That's not happening to you, is it?
No, it's not pretend at all.
Okay, good. Because to me, it was total lie. It was totally fake. I was lying to myself, so I wouldn't see myself as a weasel. I pretended that she was like the greatest woman in the world, and she just wasn't. She was just someone that, you know, I wanted to have sex with once. But I pretended she was this great, great woman because I didn't want to admit to the world that I had this Pull of the Weasel thing. So I just want to tell you that you have to be very, very careful because the weasel pulls both ways. People, remember that the weasel pulls both ways. Have yourself a nice weekend. This is Penn Jillette on the mic, and Michael Godeau sitting across from me, just like our little meat wad right here. Bye bye.